This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was hooked on Maybelline.
Tammy Faye.
She'll be missed.
We have our crack staff, many of them on crack.
Mm-hmm.
We have three different versions of a tribute to Tammy Faye.
Oh, all right.
Here's one that has no music underneath it. In the business, that's known as dry.
You may know her from PTL Television.
It was hard being Tammy Faye there for a few years.
You may know her from The Surreal Life.
I wish I was sexy like other girls and could have sexy ankles. Well, that just didn't happen for me.
When they made fun of her makeup.
They were talking about my eyelash.
All right, so that's the dry version.
All right.
Then here's a version that's the sad version. Sad music. Same sound bites, just with sad music.
You may know her from PTL Television.
It was hard being Tammy Faye there for a few years.
You may know her from The Surreal Life.
I wish I was sexy like other girls and could have sexy ankles. Well, that just didn't happen for me.
When they made fun of her makeup.
They were talking about my eyelashes. They were talking about...
And they go, oh, that's too much of a downer.
Yeah.
Guys, give me something that's a little happier. A little a way to look back at Tammy Faye.
Good.
You may know her from PTL Television.
It was hard being Tammy Faye there for a few years.
You may know her from The Surreal.
They really sweat the details here, don't they?
That's nice.
I got one version that's dry, one version that's got sad music, and the other version's got like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You really painted the complete picture with that now. You know, I don't know what to think. I don't know whether to cry or laugh.
Well, you know, we're coming out of a break, Mike, so we will use the upbeat music.
Thank you.
Our upbeat tribute to Tammy Faye.
You may know her from PTL Television.
It was hard being Tammy Faye there for a few years.
You may know her from The Surreal Life.
I wish I was sexy like other girls and could have sexy ankles. Well, that just didn't happen for me.
When they made fun of her makeup.
They were talking about my eyelashes. They were talking about everything.
She didn't take it off.
You couldn't love Jerry Falwell as much as you love me.
She kept it on.
And to live in this world, you're going to have to determine in your heart that you're going to be strong, that you're going to face life head on, and you're not going to let it get to you.
That's the upbeat version, Mike.
Sure. Well, you may think it's that, but I'm pretty emotional.
That's the upbeat version.
Okay. She is missed.
Well, let me see. Oh, we've still got to rejoin, don't we? Okay, well, let's do that.
I had my first AIDS test because of you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm very sexual, but I'm not a slut.
Okay, honey.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
I was hooked on Maybelline.
Oh, good God. It is just without a doubt the dirtiest box I've ever seen.
I said a hit.
Because you got a nice ass.
Yeah, she does. She did. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I want to know. This is Kevin back in Wichita again.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Not again.
Oh,
not again. No.
Bye.
No, please.
I missed him.
Please, God, no. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm calling. Why is there some faggoty music on the radio instead of the Don and Mike Show?
Are they having technical problems down the line?
I don't know. I just turned on 105.7 in
John?
Baltimore.
Describe the music.
I'm having Matt check right now. We should be back on.
What kind of music are you hearing,
we're on
really?
JFK. Wait,
turn the radio on. Let's hear what's on the radio in Baltimore.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Turn it up.
Here we go.
We're back.
That was bad luck on my part.
Well, or good
mean?
Luck.
What do you mean it was bad luck?
Wait, we're on, you mean?
I guess someone fixed it. Congrats.
Mon congrats.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
All fixed.
Hey,
kiss on my ass.
They have had some... technical difficulties today with our local station, and I guess perhaps along the line. As
Licky
well.
The Dookie. That's what I say.
Licky Dookie, famous Thai boxer.
This is Licky Dookie. It's the Licky Dookie get together on a Monday.
The Licky Dookie crew.
Come on, be one of the Licky
Dookie. Oh, dear.
I love it's like I hit the delay myself.
Licky Dookie.
It's a tongue twister.
Yes. Dangerous ground.
A tongue twister of the highest regard.
If you say I love Leaky Dookie.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Danik and Mishka?
Hey, hello there.
How you doing?
Oh, the Russian guy, remember? Oh, are you the one from Belarus?
Yes, indeed.
He's the enemy.
He is enemy. He That's is right. enemy spoy.
Gotcha. So,
oh, no, I'm not enemy.
What's up, Pooty Poot?
I'm not enemy. What the hell are you talking about?
You
man?
Are enemy because you work for an entity which is against principles of government of the United States and America.
How about this? You and me and Mike go and kill the Belarus president.
You want Don and myself to join you in an assassination attempt on the president of Belarus?
Really?
Why would that be, sir?
Let's go next one.
Answer my questions today. I simply asked him why he wanted to do that, and he moved along like we were to just simply accept it.
Well, I'm being ignored as well, and I don't know this country we're speaking of. I mean, you're hiring Mike and I to be mercenaries. We need to know a little bit about the target.
Now his phone is being jammed, actually, by the government. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Pooty Poot?
What?
I heard you say, what's up, Pooty Poot?
Mm-hmm. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don, Mike?
Yeah.
Remember that film Gabe Kaplan did where he was an inner-city basketball coach? And
that
he
is
to the, South?
The fish that saved Pittsburgh.
Oh. When you threw that one out there, I was lost. And
that is an awful movie. I threw that out as a gag.
I think he's talking about Fast Break. Is this the one with the kids?
Yeah, not the fish that saved Pittsburgh. That's what I thought at first.
Oh, really? Oh. Did I screw that up? Oh, my goodness. Was he in a different bad basketball movie?
It wasn't a bad basketball movie. He was actually in Hoosiers.
He's a college coach. He's a college coach, and he brings inner city kids.
I do remember. I remember that one as well. Oh, who was in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
Meadowlark Lemon was in that.
Oh, and I often get those two confused.
Me too. It's like looking
who was
in
A Fish Called Wanda?
Kevin Kline.
Who was in The Fisher King?
Jeff Bridges.
And Robin Williams.
Am I right?
Yes,
it's
very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Don.
And who starred in the show Fish?
Abe Vigoda.
That's right.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What does Tammy Faye smell like right now?
Oh, she smells like dead fish.
Heaven.
That's right. You're the right, Ron. You're right, Ron.
Buzz said heaven.
Well, you don't even believe in God, Buzz. You're not allowed to say that.
I mean, if there was one.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. There is a heaven, and you're in it right now.
Yes, this is
every
heaven.
Day from 3 till 7.
You're right.
You know, this is true heaven when you're running around during a commercial break, and I notice I'm not hearing anything out of the commercials.
Uh-huh.
And immediately we think that it's this place that's falling apart again.
Right.
And everybody comes back with a lot of glee to say, hey, the problem's not here. It's the radio station.
What a relief.
The radio station's off the air.
Yay.
That's why when we came back, we had that little half step like, are we on? Uh-huh. Are we not on?
Right.
Do you want to hear the full cast of The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh? It's a good cast.
You please. Do.
It is Julius Erving, James Bond III, Stockard Channing, Jonathan Winters, Jack Kehoe, Meadowlark Lemon, Nicholas Pryor, and Flip Wilson, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Why couldn't somebody save me? I'm so embarrassed. Of course Gabe Kaplan was not in that. He was in the other one where he goes to the college, I know, and
you gave him the wrong movie?
He gets five black kids to go to an all-stupid white college to be
and
his.
And one of them's a girl, and she uses an ace bandage to hold down her breasts.
Fast Break.
Fast Break.
Hey, John.
Hi.
Do you still have Mr. Kaplan's phone number?
I do.
Call him back right now. He doesn't have to be on the air. I'd like to hear you call him. Please just call him and tell him that I am incredibly embarrassed about that boner.
Right. You apologize for mentioning a movie that he wasn't in.
It was Fast Break. It was not The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Right.
That's all right. I don't care.
No wonder he's got that inferiority complex.
Yeah, just a great interview. That'll be the one thing he remembers about the interview, too.
That's right.
I saw these two guys. They knew a lot about me, but the fact is that one guy thought I was a professional poker player like every other idiot, and then the one guy mentions a movie that I wasn't even in.
John Norman from the Don and Mike Show. Just wanted to give you a call back and say thanks for coming on the air. And my husband also wanted me to call back and apologize for mentioning The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh when he was really going for the reference of Fast Break. All right. Well, we appreciate your time.
Oh, he's speaking.
Have a great day, sir.
Apparently has to run.
Thank you so much.
Was he cool with that?
He was cool with that. He didn't want to correct you.
I didn't want to correct him. You know, if I wanted to correct him, that means I'd have to maybe do it.
That's exactly how he said it.
I'd have to do an appearance at the Kennedy Center or something. I don't want to do that.
Mr. Enthusiasm.
I've been offered a few things like to be on a reality show.
Trust me, I know what it feels like when you say something dumb. I just said it to a guy. It doesn't really matter, but
no.
I feel so stupid. It's like, what was Janet watching this weekend? The Hunt for Red October.
Ah.
She just it was just on a TV, and she came by and she said, "I'm watching The Hunt for Red October." I said, "You know, good, enjoy it." And right. she said, "Did you know Fred Thompson's in that movie?" You know, and it's one of those cases where I guess not everybody yeah. knew it, but right. I wanted to say, like, you know, well, duh.
That's really what the response I was expecting from you.
Duh. Right. Fred Thompson was in that movie. Duh.
Right.
You know who's great in Red October?
Who's that?
Gabe Kaplan.
He plays the Russian submarine commander. He's fantastic in that.
You know,
and then
guess...
he can confuse all the submarine movies and say, I really loved it when Gabe Kaplan slapped Denzel Washington in that. When you combine Crimson Tide and Hunt for Red
hold
October.
Hold on. You're reading my mind. I swear to God, because I swear I'm just going to say this. It must be.
Crimson Tide was on also this weekend.
It's a chick thing with movies. We went by that, and we're watching it for about 10 minutes, and Janet says to me, I have not ever seen this movie. And I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Please. It's Denzel Washington. He's taking over the ship because Gene Hackman wants to fire the missiles. I have never seen this before. And I realized finally that along with the Hunt from Red October reference, she's just been living in a world of You've Got Mail.
Right, right.
She has no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
The real world.
She's just sequestered.
Yeah.
You know, like in a jury. They've got her locked up, holed up in a room. And if you have to make a comparison, and a lot of people do, Hunt for Red October or Crimson Tide?
Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide going away.
You know why?
Why?
It's the Bruckheimer factor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
reality
I like it.
Of it.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, the way that Jerry Bruckheimer does stuff,
right.
it's good with bright lights mm-hmm. for stupid people like me.
Yeah, but it's more reality, too.
And lots of fast cuts.
Man, I love it. When they're when they're standing outside in the rain.
Oh, waiting for the boat to take
the
off.
The Alabama, sir.
He's got his little dog. He's got his Monty in his mouth.
I was such a fag for that movie that when that movie came out, I think it was a long time ago.
You know, I lectured her about it. I said, I can't believe you haven't seen it. First off, that's young James Gandolfini. I said, right? And what about that other guy, Viggo Mortensen? She's like,
Viggo, that's Viggo, right.
Yeah. And she's like, who is that? And I said, please. Yes. I said, the movie where Michael Douglas wants to kill Gwyneth Paltrow, he's the guy with long hair that's banging Gwyneth Paltrow. And she's like, that's that guy?
Viggo Mortensen, who plays Weps.
God. Yeah, right.
He's Weps. And the guy that's the sonar radio operator uh-huh. is the guy that got in all that trouble.
The Hispanic guy, you mean?
He's the Italian guy that did A Bronx Tale.
Right.
And he went to jail.
Yeah, and like I said, a young thinner. With more hair, James Gandolfini. Right?
Yeah, who's on the wrong side, on Gene Hackman's side.
And, of course, Rick Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder.
Or Ricky, as he prefers now.
Was Ricky Schroeder in that?
He was, actually.
Wait a minute, Ricky Schroeder was in Crimson Tide?
Yeah, he was.
What was the role? Hold on, Buzz, it's not fair if okay, you're reading yeah, it. It's only true if you know it.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, then I know nothing.
Wait a minute. I'm really trying to think. Rick Schroeder was in Crimson Tide?
What does it say his role was?
Lieutenant Paul Hellerman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, come
wait
on.
A minute, case Rob. Closed. Come on.
That was a joke.
Oh, that was a joke.
I prefer Red October.
You're a Red October one?
Yeah, I like
you just like Sean Connery's fake
exactly.
hair.
Exactly.
Right.
Great wig.
And, of course, your favorite, Alec Baldwin.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And a father of the year, Alec Baldwin.
That's right.
I like how that little cloud is gone now.
He's yeah. actually doing public service announcements for helping children.
I know. I about laughed my ass off the last
amazing.
Time I heard it.
That's one way to handle it.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Hot. Yeah.
Alec Baldwin.
Hot as Baldwin balls.
Emmy nominated Alec Baldwin.
That's true.
Yeah, he's
that's
good.
True. Yeah, he actually survived that crisis fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
Waltzed right through it.
It'll be all right.
Buzz, have you ever seen the movie Crimson Tide?
Actually, I have. That and Red October. I like them both.
I'm trying to think of who the guy in Crimson Tide is. Phew. He's another guy. He's the big kind of fat faced guy.
Yeah, and he's also
he's on Denzel Washington's side.
Yes, and he was in a movie called. Now you got me going on this because I know the guy you're talking about.
Right.
Famous war movie. With Robert De Niro, years and years ago, great war movie with Christopher Walken,
The Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter, yes,
he plays the bar owner in The Deer Hunter.
Rectamundo.
Fabulous, and he was also in No Way Out, I believe.
Yeah, he was, and in this one, he's the guy who
he's in No Way Out.
After there's the takeover, that's the Kevin Costner movie,
yes,
right?
Right, with Sean Young.
After there's the takeover of power, you know, Denzel Washington says to him, "Hey, man, thanks." He says, "I'm just going by the book."
Yeah, she gives him the FU.
I didn't want to say that, Mike.
That's right. Sorry. I know.
You know what else is just a total waste of time?
Mixed company. Why?
We turned on, I think it was on Bravo this weekend, Pulp Fiction.
Why is that
edited?
Oh.
Right. How can you watch
you can.
And we found out you can't watch Pulp Fiction edited. You cannot watch it edited.
I'm laughing because I watched a DVD last night that you're going to make fun of me.
Peter North.
I said this. No, this is after that. That was Saturday. This was Sunday.
Oh. What?
Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, great movie.
Well.
Homo.
How was that?
Carla went to see Phantom of the Opera at the Kennedy Center and didn't care for it. I said, well, you want to see a really good musical.
Hey.
And I, you know, if she was, you know, I don't think she was lying. She said she liked
Why
it better.
Why did you just take her to Hairspray?
I didn't feel like, oh, I don't want to see Hairspray.
Hairspray. This morning, you would have thought that I had a financial stake in the movie business. I opened up the newspaper and seriously, I had a spit take. I'm like, yeah. I said, wait, Chuck and Larry's number one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hold on a second. It's Harry Potter freaking mania. Mm-hmm. That movie's been out 2 weeks. Everybody's got that goddamn book.
I can't believe with the book coming out that that didn't give the movie a more of a boost.
Right. Chuck and Larry was number one, and number one by a mile. I mean, Harry Potter was relatively close.
America loves the gay humor.
The
love
actor
it.
You were looking for, the big-faced actor, is George D'Zunza.
Oh,
D-Z-U-N-D-Z-A.
Sure.
Fantastic actor.
I've never heard of him.
Really unsung.
But he's
really
in all
great.
Three of those movies that you mentioned.
Yeah, terrific actor.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, hello. That actor they're thinking of, I think it's George D'Zunda.
That's right.
All right, everybody's
right.
catching up with
You'll
that.
Know him if you see him.
Thank you, my friend. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you if you're gonna.
It's George Costanza, right? We know that.
Okay.
Costanza.
Too late.
Right.
Yeah, George.
Okay.
George Costanza. Bye. And for all these people calling with that now, we're going to say George Costanza.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I can tell them who.
It's George Costanza. We already know it.
No.
Yes, it is George Costanza.
Yes, it is.
Rick Schroeder.
Yeah.
In Crimson Tide, played the guy covered the hatch when the guys were drowning
in the
bilge tank.
Wow, that was a small role
for
him.
That was a teeny tiny role.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wanted to know.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
That was certainly not an Esther role. It was a tiny role.
Who played the commander's dog?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. You're calling to find out about the balls and wieners?
You're calling to find out about a what, darling?
About balls and wieners.
Balls and wieners? What about them?
I want to know about them.
What do you want to know about them?
Balls and wieners. Balls and wieners.
Right. You should put on a catcher's mask so you don't get hit in the face with any.
Okay. She likes
it. Bye-bye.
Oh, she's having a wonderful afternoon.
Bye-bye.
I made a friend.
Oh, okay.
That was Mrs. D'Zunza.
Calling from Meth Towers.
Here's George D'Zunza.
There he is.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd recognize him if you saw him.
That's an intense actor right there.
Oh, you found him on your World Wide Web.
That's right.
Yeah, that's him.
Handy, ain't it?
Can you find a nude?
Oh, absolutely.
Find a good nude.
Be right up.
A tasteful nude. Please.
One of your nudes.
Go
one
ahead,
of your
Buzz.
Nudes up
that's
there.
It's a joke, obviously.
But one of your screensavers up there.
There are no pictures of George D'Zunza in the nude.
Do you have, like, a variety of screensavers?
How fast would it take you to find a nude on the internet right now? Go, Buzz.
Well, there's my screensaver that Mike asked for first.
Look at that.
Oh, you know what that is?
That's like one of them postcards you get at the
group
beach.
Shot.
That's like somebody's dinner.
Yes, please. I'll have seconds.
If you guys go that way.
Oh, now hold on.
You
cannot tell me that you look at that photograph and don't have sexual thoughts.
Let me see it again.
Okay, hang on. Let me back everything up here. Hang on. I got a screen full of open windows here.
It's like Dad on Christmas. Hold on. I got to back up now.
Where's the direction?
Should have thought of that before you left the house.
There
it is.
I'm going to tell you something.
See,
Don,
there's a lot going on in that picture if
those
you
are,
study it.
That's
carefully.
Good.
It's three naked girls on the beach and just their bottoms are showing.
Well, not just if you look, but it's a
nice
picture.
And their waists.
More.
And their places.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, she needs a shave.
It doesn't look like it.
No. You don't think so?
No.
That's not just skin coming through?
That's all flesh, Don.
Mike, it's a long ways away from where I'm sitting.
I know.
Wouldn't that be good in Wouldn't that be good in a scope?
Like on the boardwalk?
Yeah. Would you pose, ladies?
It's a wonderful photograph.
Sure is.
All right, well,
those were three perfect ones.
I like a good ass.
There you go. Yeah.
I like a good ass.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's right.
I just don't like to do anything with it.
But that wasn't a really good example of a nude. We really asked for a nude.
That's true. Well, let me open my pictures file.
Find a hardcore. Go.
He's got a file of them.
Oh, that's easy.
Hardcore. How long will it take you, Buzz?
Not long at all. I'm going to open a picture program right now.
Clock is running on Buzz's computer. 10 seconds.
get you. Really, you said hardcore. So
AARP discount, 15 seconds.
Hardcore. Okay, that's artwork.
Coming up on that. 20 seconds.
I bet a lot of it is medium core.
Medium core?
And that's the fastest there. There's something. There's a start.
20. That's pretty good.
That's 27.
That's sweaty.
A quick start.
They're really sweaty.
A couple of women who seem to like each other.
Hey, nice bush. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Seriously, I think it was like Castro's beard.
But I would not describe that as hardcore.
No, I agree.
Nor would I.
You can put that on.
We need more hardcore.
That was a beat the clock situation, obviously.
Now, if he could pull a PN picture.
You know, I have a limited amount of stuff on here.
Peter North.
Hurry, Buzz.
Let me open a bigger folder here.
This is very exciting.
See, most of what I have here at work is Kyla Cole.
4, 3, 2, uh-huh. Oh.
Yes. You know what? I have very little hardcore here at work. You'll be pleased to know.
Shame on you.
That's
mostly
shame.
Just girls, girls, girls.
Lovely girls.
Yes.
You don't have any shot of guys and their big things?
No, sadly I don't.
Well, that's a shame.
I bet I know what he's doing during the next commercial.
Loading up.
Downloading. That's
what he's doing. He's loading up.
New folder.
Loading up here, Captain. You know, loading up.
Just women. That's all I have pictures of.
Oh, you know what? That's like a medical picture, Buzz.
Yeah.
I find it attractive.
The doctor will see
you
now.
Turn it back around for a second.
The doctor will see you now. There it is.
You know what? That's Hannah Montana. That's what that is.
No.
Serious.
No. That's an adult.
That's an adult.
All adult. Did you notice the little mustache?
Turn it back around.
Look at that.
There you go.
Why, yes, it looks like the Fuhrer.
See, that's a landing strip.
Miley Cyrus.
I don't think
so. I know her anywhere.
And I believe what is in the foreground there would be what we refer to as a stripper pole.
Mm-hmm.
Sound a little like Cliff Clavin.
Took a lot of letter writing. It's your stripper pole. That's what we got there. You got it's not your Hannah Montana, Don.
No.
That would be your adult full-grown gal.
Hannah Montana.
With a stripper pole.
Hannah Montana, it's Billy Ray Cyrus's kid, right?
Yeah.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
She, and all the stuff that I'm reading says she could be like the next Britney in training.
Yeah.
But she's going to be grounded because Billy Ray Cyrus is her daddy.
Yeah. Billy Ray's going to put his foot down, his big sneakered foot down.
She got herself.
Who's your daddy?
She got herself a sitcom on the Disney Channel.
Who's your daddy?
And Billy Ray's on the sitcom as well.
Who's your daddy? Yeah, so he can monitor everything.
Yeah, my daughter looks in on that show
when he's not busy eating his achy breaky boogers.
Doesn't he play her father on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's your daddy?
And what not?
Even that's a stretch.
Right. Billy Ray, Tammy Faye.
Nice mullet.
Yeah.
And he still has it, too.
No, just sort of girly hair.
Modified.
Yeah. Show me where the justice is there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
We still have Billy Ray, and we don't have Tammy Faye.
There is a life. Nobody said that life was fair.
It's not right.
Oh.
Maybe he'll get cancer.
Who?
Billy Ray.
Oh, we can hope. Let's pray on that.
Okay.
Let's pray on that as we go to break.
Pray for Billy
Ray. Be right back.
Sick. This is the Don and Mike Show.